Our next speaker is another Kansas native. That's a common theme today. He has served the state for many years. Governor Sam Brownback served as U.S. Congressman for an initial term and then almost 15 years in the U.S. Senate before being elected governor of the state of Kansas in 2010. While in the Senate, Senator Brownback then was very supportive also with Abengoa's participation in DOE programs, and again, very instrumental. Both of our then Kansas senators were very instrumental in our participation with DOE in the ultimate development of this project. Furthermore, since he's been governor, we've had occasion to meet with him on two or three occasions, and he has been very supportive and very helpful in helping us navigate some of the regulatory red tape that always is involved in major projects. So very pleased to have him attend today and ask you to welcome Governor Brownback.
Thank you. Good morning. I've got to start off with saying, go Royals, World Series, and then I have my purple Wildcat tie on for beating Oklahoma tomorrow. We need to do that as well. And also, congratulations, Abengoa. Delighted to have you here. This has been a long project. Pat and I worked on it a long time in the Senate. He's continued to. I've been able to work with you here in the state of Kansas. We are delighted to be at this point at this time. New markets for our agricultural products, producing energy for the future of the country, and producing energy in another way. When I was agriculture secretary years ago in this state, we were starting out on a big push at that time to find other markets for Kansas agricultural products. And we wanted to broaden the view of what agriculture was, from food and fiber to food, fiber, and fuels, and other things that we could produce. And we were really pushing hard on ethanol and other streams. And one of the dreams that we had at that time was cellulosic ethanol. We want to be able to make ethanol out of cellulose. We could do it out of grain, but cellulose. And this was always something that was the aspiration. And now here today, we'll dedicate this world-class cellulosic ethanol plant and a new stream of using agricultural products for a fuel industry. This is fantastic, and it's a fantastic day. We want Kansas to be known not only as the wheat state and the air capital of the world, but also the renewable state, where renewable fuels come out of this state and power this country and power the world. And we're well on our way to doing it. New technology is difficult to get to the marketplace. Barriers to entry are high. Competition, which we all believe makes us better, is stiff. But I appreciate and I applaud the efforts here to bring this new process to market. I've supported the ethanol industry for years. It now supplies hundreds of jobs in the state of Kansas in 15 different plants and local markets for $3 corn and Milo, which we like having the local markets to drive that price up a little bit. The distillers' dried grains from these plants feed our dairy and beef cattle. The cattle and ethanol businesses work well off of each other and with each other. In some cases, even we have the carbon dioxide harvested off of our ethanol plants and used to recharge the oil fields nearby. These are the sorts of complementary industries that we as a state of Kansas thrive on, building each step forward. And now we'd add another step in the process, and that's taking the cellulose and making it into ethanol and making it into energy. Another step on a complementary system of integration, of building a future for the country that is less harmful on the environment and more helpful for us to be energy independent and supply energy around the world. We as agriculture in Kansas are in the energy and conservation business, and we love it. Thanks for being here today. God bless you all.